118 years ago this month, the first locomotive pulled into downtown Miami, then called Fort Dallas, on the Florida East Coast Railway. It was a passenger train. The last time one of those ran on FEC lines, 1968.
So around that same time is about when the road infrastructure started to boom in Florida.
Julie Edwards is with All Aboard Florida, a subsidiary of Florida East Coast Industries. Roads like I-95 and the Florida Turnpike, says Edwards, did not help FEC's passenger service. Not until now, that is.
We're at a moment in time where 95 and Florida's Turnpike are not going to withstand our population boom.
And now Florida East Coast Industries is betting big money, private money, that people traveling between Orlando and South Florida are ready for an alternative to I-95 and the Turnpike. The project's called All Aboard Florida, and for the first time in about 50 years, passengers would ride the Flagler tracks.
And so we're simply building back onto the vision that he laid down back in the 1800s.
All Aboard Florida is looking at 2016 to start running from the Orlando airport to West Palm Beach to Fort Lauderdale to here, a rather desolate-looking stretch of downtown Miami. To my left is a fenced-off, overgrown lot where the Miami Arena once stood. Across the street, fenced-off parking lots.
That looked like, effectively, the dawn of the dead. It's a place that you probably don't want to be once sunset comes. But what I would tell you is this is really the key of Miami's future.
Peter Zalewski runs Crane Spotters, a real estate consulting company, and those parking lots are precisely where Flagler's old Grand Central Station once stood, and where the new Grand Central Station would go. Zalewski says All Aboard Florida would get to be train operator and developer.
So anybody who's going to use it has to go past All Aboard Florida's other stuff. It's retail, it's hotel, it's this, it's that. Think about going to Disney. You go into Disney, you ride a ride, you get off, and you go through the gift store on the way out.
Not unlike what Henry Flagler did, running passenger trains to Florida and building resorts to fill up. This time around, though, there will be loads of other developers watching. Carlos Rosso is in charge of condo development for the Related Group and says mass transit stops make for good real estate. Yes, in D.C., in New York, and Boston, but in our own backyard, too.
It's not a coincidence that Brickell has developed into what it has, you know, after public transportation has arrived to Brickell.
A little over an hour north of Brickell, Kim Delaney's standing in downtown West Palm Beach.
And there's an FEC freight train coming by.
Delaney's with the Treasure Coast Regional Planning Council and says it's no coincidence that Flagler's tracks run right through the heart of West Palm, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami.
The reason those downtowns are there, in fact, is because the rail line came down and towns formed around stations.
All Aboard Florida is opening the door for a new project called Tri-Rail Coastal Link that Delaney's working on. Imagine if instead of running along I-95, Tri-Rail ran on the Flagler tracks through all the downtowns. Coastal Link would be a public project, in addition to the privately funded All Aboard Florida, with more than 24 local stops in places like Midtown, Aventura, and Jupiter. But Delaney says the Tri-Rail Coastal Link is a good 6 years from reality.
And we have a lot of work to do on land use. Where the train stations go, and if there's a place to cluster maybe more residential units or more office or more retail, you want to do that around the train station if you can.
So it's been 118 years since Flagler's passenger train first pulled into Miami, and here we are, again. I-95 helped kill passenger service on Flagler's tracks, then got so congested that it helped bring back passenger service on Flagler's tracks, which could create a whole new downtown Miami, again, in the exact same place. If there was ever any doubt about history repeating itself, I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.